So the players are pushing back that, you know, things have certainly gotten better for them with cost of education and certain things, but they want their freedom and they want their money, which is pretty much what a lot of people in the country want. And I think this is all a result of trying to make it better for the student-athletes, and they've done a good job with that. I think the expansion is about the money. It's going to separate the haves and the have-nots even more. You know, I looked at the new SEC today. You know, there's probably eight schools in the SEC that could make the 12-team playoff on a yearly basis. They have the potential to dominate the playoffs every year. And but the playoffs are about money as well. There was no reason to go to 12 other than the committee didn't know what they were doing. But, you know, so to answer your question, Greg, I think the money has started all this, and, you know, I don't know that it'll ever stop.
Coach, were you surprised, you know, at this news coming down last week? Because, you know, obviously Texas and Oklahoma, you know, the two biggest names in the Big 12.
Yeah, Joe, I was surprised about Texas. You know, Texas is always the king of any room that they sit in. They're going to find out that Kentucky runs SEC basketball and Alabama runs SEC football.
Right.
And they're just going to be an innocent bystander. You know, their ego is going to be cut at least in half, whereas for years and years and years in the Southwest Conference and in the Big 12, they were the voice. I mean, this is a selfish program that refused to share TV revenues evenly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were so arrogant they started the Longhorn Network, which obviously must be a bust. And so they're going to find when they sit in those meetings, one of 16, you know, that their voice will be heard like the middle of the pack voices.
Well, and you hear now the dominoes. What does the Big Ten do? What does the Big 12 or those that follow the eight, yeah, the eight stragglers that follow Texas and Oklahoma, the Pac-12, and it just, and whether, and certainly the ACC, I just run over the Power Fives like no one knew what they were, but isn't the ball now in the Big Ten's court? What does it do to respond?
Yeah, probably so, Greg. I mean, I have no idea what they'll do to respond. You know, I mean, I just looked at a map of the United States. They always talk about they want to be contiguous and be with border states as they expand. So to me, you know, that's Colorado, Utah to the west, West Virginia and Virginia to the east. Other than that, you know, they've talked about Kansas, I guess, because of basketball. You know, Big Ten's pretty good at basketball. So I guess Kansas maybe, and Iowa State, I'm guessing Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa group wouldn't be excited about that, but just like A&M couldn't stop Texas, you know, Iowa won't be able to stop Iowa State. But not make a move. You know, everybody asked me how's the new commissioner doing? My answer is bad timing. I mean, he takes over during COVID, right? And then now he takes over when Oklahoma and Texas goes to the SEC and everybody wants to know about expansion. So he's had a heck of a 2-year run so far.
Well, but the Big Ten, as is, its current contract, $50 million per team annually, and the projections are by 2027, that'll be in the $67 to $70 million range, as is, without doing anything. But the race to have these super conferences, you're seeing, what, four super conferences? Mm. Well, I've seen this one too, Jerry, with the Big Ten. Southern Cal gives you L.A., Arizona State gives you Phoenix, Colorado gives you Denver, and Washington gives you Seattle, and the rest of the Pac-12 be damned, I guess, because what is Oregon going to do? What is UCLA going to do? But I don't think the Big Ten would care. They pull in those markets. They've got four teams out there, two natural travel partners each. I don't think that's a far-fetched idea.
I would say this, Greg. I was surprised about Oklahoma, Texas. I mean, I was at Media Days, Big Ten Media Days, when that happened. It totally caught me off guard. You guys study college football a lot more than I do. I mean, I love watching the game. I love the strategy of the game. I love being on campus. So my shtick's a little bit different. So I don't follow all this stuff like you guys do. But I'll say that if what you just said about the Pac-12 and the Big Ten happens, I'd be more surprised than I was with Oklahoma, wow, Texas. I just don't see that happening. But, you know, again, I didn't see Oklahoma, Texas happening either. So I guess nowadays anything's possible, right?
Yeah, and along those lines, Coach, we're talking with Coach Jerry DiNardo. Coach, you know, you're hearing all kinds of crazy stuff now that the SEC may go after Ohio State and Michigan. You're not buying any of that, are you?
No, of all the possibilities you guys gave me, that one, that would be the one I would bet on.
Right.
That they're not going. That'd be like saying Alabama wants to leave the SEC. I don't think that's going to happen either. So, I even in these days, I think certain things might be for sure. And I guess when I say might be, that makes it sound like it could change. But, wow, I don't think they're going anywhere.
You know, and Greg Sankey, the commissioner, comes out with a statement today, and it almost sounded like he was surprised.
Yeah, they're like, look at this. Texas and Oklahoma want to join us. Okay.
And the thing about it, in this day and age of social media, it's apparently these conversations have been going on for several months. Are you surprised that nothing got out on this?
Yeah, I am. But you know, to that point, though, guys, how about, now I'm on Twitter, I don't do a lot and all that stuff, but does everybody have to put on the Twitter that Oklahoma and Texas are going to the SEC? I mean, like, if you're the 1,002nd person to post it, do you think other people have already posted it and that most people know? I mean, is it a requirement? Am I going to get thrown off Twitter because I didn't tell my followers that Oklahoma and Texas are going to the SEC? Can you explain that to me about social media?
Does everyone have
to make that announcement?
That's just the mentality, and people want they want it out there that, hey, I tweeted this. They want the likes. They want the retweets. It becomes really, really just ridiculous at times, social media. You're right about that, Coach, 100%.
But Joe, I can see wanting to be the
first. Coach, real John. Quick, Coach, I hate to correct you, Coach. It's John.
Used to be Joe.
Used to be Joe. I'm John.
Oh, John. Jeez, why did you have to wait this long to correct me?
Well, I mean, you know.
You couldn't have corrected me right away. I got to be a dope halfway through.
I'm sorry, Coach. I was waiting for the right time.
No, and that's okay. I like Joe, too. So, anyway.
I am beat red right now, John.
Don't worry about it, and it's not a problem, Coach.
I'm on the beach. I have nothing to do with it.
Well, don't beat yourself up too bad there from the beach.
Exactly. I trade places with you in a heartbeat.
I apologize, Jeff.
It's all good.
I'm just glad you didn't call him Gary.
No, yeah.
I wouldn't do that, Harry. I certainly wouldn't.
Oh, man. Hey, and I'm just proud that I reminded you this time.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't need the phone call. Now you're texting me and phone calling me.
I sent pigeons. I mean, there's going to be somebody walk down the beach and hand you a note in a minute.
When you called me, I thought you were canceling me. I said, no. I said, you know, I can't wait to talk to John.
Oh, and where does it, good Lord, I don't know, this is an open-ended question. Where does it all end? The train has made it to the station. Let's all get off, and here's the way it is. Or is it just going to be continually fluid?
Yeah, no, I think it's continually fluid. I mean, you know, think about back in the day when we used to make our entire team fill out the Pell Grant, right? And when they were awarded the Pell Grant, the athletic department took the money. Then when they were exposed to doing that, then we made them fill out the Pell Grant, and they split the money with the student-athletes. And now they get the entire Pell Grant. And now they get the cost of education. You know, how much does it cost me to fly from State College, Pennsylvania, to my home three times a year? And now it's the NIL. And now it's transfer with no penalty. Some people, not me, thought every one of those things that I said was going to destroy college football. When I started in college, unlimited scholarships. Then it went to 105. Then it went to 95. Then it went to 85. And every time something like that happens, we said, what's next? We're ruining the game. So, Greg, I just think this is constantly going to change. That scenario you said about the Pac-12, I say no. You know what? In 5 years, you may be a prophet. I mean, anything's possible. People are outspending unlimited budgets, you know, and it doesn't matter how much money you have, you always want more. And the playoffs now, everybody wants to be part of the 12 now. And I think Greg Sankey guaranteed that he will have half the playoffs from his conference. 6 to 8 teams from the SEC will be in the playoffs on a yearly basis.
Coach, why not just do a big 130-team mega conference?
Well, you know, one reason, John, is there's no governing body, right?
Right.
You know, and so I know Tim Brando and I go back and forth about this. You know, I don't believe there should be one voice in college football, because I've lived all over the country, and culturally, it's so different. And what's good for an SEC school is not necessarily good for a Big Ten school. What's good for a Big Ten school is not necessarily good for a Pac-12 school. There's private schools, there's public universities. And so I don't think one voice can do it, but I think that's the reason we just can't lump everything together. The NCAA continues to prove itself inadequate and dysfunctional. So they're obviously not going to get this thing organized.
Well, and by the I saw estimates too, by the time this all clears, that the SEC's going to be in the $1.1 billion range. Its gross revenues is going to be larger than the NCAA's gross revenues. The league itself is financially going to be bigger. You know what I don't want? I don't want the NFL, Jerry. We already have that. I want college football for what it is, and I guess I'm a purist, and I think it will maintain that because it's still spread out, you know, throughout the nation, and certainly in the Southeast where it's the strongest, Big Ten certainly as well. But I don't want the NFL. We've got it.
Well, Greg, let me ask you this. Do you think NCAA basketball is more like the NBA than college football is like the NFL?
I would say yes, probably, yeah. So, yeah.
Right. Why? Because 64, now 66 and 68, I don't follow it that much. A lot of teams can compete for the national championship knowing that half of them, you know, very rarely will ever have a chance. And that's kind of like the NFL is. You know, some NFL owners want to be at 500. You know, that means they keep their fan base to the end of the year. Their apparel sales are up, but they can keep a low budget on their payroll. And so, you know, when you say you don't want it to be the NFL, I think college basketball is already the NBA, and so, you know, again, in 5 or 10 years, you know, we could be talking about this, and, you know, the plans could be 30 schools or whatever. I mean, it's not going to stay the same. We know that.
The ACC's been awful quiet through this. I don't know if that's good, bad, or I don't know if I'm just not paying attention, but it just seems like what's the ACC going to do? You know, everybody's talking about the Big Ten response to the SEC because the Big Ten and the SEC are the two strongest. What's the ACC going to do?
They're going to join forces with Florida State and go to the SEC.
you know, John, I don't know what they're going to be, John and Craig, but this Jim Phillips, who was at Northwestern, I mean, there's probably a reason he's quiet. I mean, I think he's, you know, I think he's one of the cutting edge administrators in college athletics. And so his silence might mean, you know, he's ready to drop a bomb. I mean, I just have so much confidence that he will give the ACC great leadership. And, you know, if he's quiet, he could be up to something. That would be my best guess.
Well, yeah, the SEC and Oklahoma and Texas were awful quiet, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how that was kept under wraps all those months, but.
Well, you know, I think, John, when you say, listen, you know, you have a chance to make $7 million a year unless you leak this and then deals off. That would keep me quiet.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be mum on that, too, when you put it that way.
And if you're sitting there, you're Texas A&M, you got to be pissed off. You know what?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, what about Oklahoma State? I mean, I remember, I wonder if this was a myth or not, because I'm not from that part of the country, but I remember every decision that was made about alignment and all that, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, by pressure from the state legislation or whatever, they were always going to be used together or move together or agree on things. And for, how about the letter from the president, two presidents on one stationery, Oklahoma and Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was interesting. I'm guessing Oklahoma State and A&M didn't really frame that for their office, but you know, I mean, what happened to that thinking, right? That Oklahoma would never do anything without Oklahoma State. That was the myth or the fact when the Pac-12 tried to take part of the Southwest Conference. You remember that whole conversation?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want Oklahoma State, but they wanted Oklahoma. And I think Oklahoma said, no, you either take both or none of us. I mean, that was the story about the Pac-12 invading the Southwest or the Big 12. I forget what it was at the time.
How's the beach?
It's hot. You know, it's this time of year, you know, I'm 2 hours down here and then I'm off to something else. You know, I live here year round, so I got to get out of here. I leave here before Memorial Day and come back after July 4th. It's just so many people. But the beach is beautiful. But like I say, 2 hours for me, and I'm moving on.
It won't be long. You'll be in studio. So anyway, should be fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Appreciate
man.
It, Coach.
Okay. See you, John. See you, Greg.
All right. He's... Well, again,